Hello, good morning. Happy Friday. This is Elizabeth with Be The Voice. Today I want to talk to you about women empowerment. I am an African American woman who wants to be able to help empower women. I want to be able to discuss mental health, suicide, talk about sexual assault, sex trafficking, domestic violence, Black Lives Matter, etc. I want to be able to encourage people to have love and kindness for one another, and let's just come together in unity. Today I want to talk to you and tell you a little bit about myself and my story and why I started MJG Movement. That's the name of my non-for-profit, and Marcy's Marvels is my LLC. July 20th, 2015, my life changed forever. My daughter committed suicide as a result of a brutal rape. I did get her counseling. She had a great doctor, Dr. Summer Matheson with the Laney Foundation. But there is no magic pill they could give her. It was going back and forth to court. She started, you know, suffering from PTSD. My daughter was 14 when this animal raped her and brutally beaten, raped her. And then as we would go to court, he's never shown any remorse. He would laugh and smile, and you know, they would say stuff like, well, he's considered MR, which is mentally retarded. And I just call it a bunch of BS. That nigga knew what he was doing, period. I just feel like, you know, sometimes the courts just come up with excuses to excuse bad behavior. And, you know, in the Black community, period, you know, it just seems like everything that goes wrong is everybody's fault but the person who does it. The guy who raped my daughter, he knew what he was doing. He was a rapist. But because nobody ever held him accountable for what he did, he just thought he could, you know, keep getting away with it. And if I wouldn't have pressed charges or pursued anything, he would have still been out raping young girls. My daughter was not his first victim. And she wouldn't have been his last one if I would have just, you know, swept it under the rug. And you know, that's one of the things in the Black community that we do. We sweep rape and domestic violence and suicide and mental health under the rug. It's like stigmas and taboos in our community. These are things that we really don't want to talk about. And these are things that we really need to start talking about more. These are things we really need to start opening up about. You know, I live in Illinois, and it's stuff like when the little 7-year-old baby girl Jocelyn was murdered, there was no outrage. But if the police would have killed her, Chicago would have been on fire. And yes, everybody deserves justice. All Black lives matter. Not just the police shooting victims, but all of us matter. The rape victims matter. The women going through domestic violence matter. The families who lose their loved ones to Black on Black gun violence matters. Every Black person life matters, and we need to stop putting, you know, death like on a pedestal. It's like, you know, when I went to Minnesota to stand in solidarity with mothers for George Floyd, I heard about high profile versus low profile. And what that is, the high profile mothers like Trayvon and Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, you know, the high profile families, they're put more on a pedestal and treated as if they're better than the people who are considered low profile. And I don't understand that, because when it's all said and done, none of our kids are coming back. They're all dead. So I don't understand how there's a high profile versus a low profile when it comes to death. But that's how it is. And I don't think no other race or community of people do that. And even like with Black women, we drag each other, we pull each other down. We go out our way, but then we get mad when other races do it. Nobody is going to respect and love us until we respect and love us. It starts and ends with us. And as I was telling you about my story and what happened, he actually watched my daughter and stalked her. And my daughter was 14. We lived in a very nice neighborhood. He wasn't even supposed to be in my neighborhood, but he was. And when he caught her by herself is when he attacked her. I got her counseling, like I said, but as we would go to court, it was just, he would be laughing and smiling and just acting ignorant. So we ended up taking a plea deal for 10 years and a life parole. So he's in jail. But what happened was he ended up telling my daughter, instead of apologizing, he told her, if you wasn't so beautiful, I wouldn't have been attracted to you. So you have nobody to blame for what I did but yourself. So she ended up essentially taking the bottles of Tramadol the hospital gave her. And they gave her Tramadol because the rape was so bad. Her ovaries and her uterus swollen to the point where she couldn't even walk. And after my daughter's funeral, people kept saying to me, well, black people don't kill themselves. That's something only Caucasian people do. And if you do your research, suicide is very high in the African-American community. Mental illness is very high in our community. Domestic violence, rape, all these things are actually pretty high. These are not things that only happen in Caucasian or white neighborhoods. It happens in our neighborhood every day, and we just sweep it under the rug. So I started MJG Movement in honor of her. And what it is, what I do with MJG Movement, I advocate. I'm not an activist. I'm not an activist at all. I advocate for suicide, mental health, sexual assault victims, suicide prevention, domestic violence, sex trafficking, etc. We work with the women, we empower them. I'm getting ready to get my first safe house, and they can come and they'll be able to stay and go through our program, and we'll be able to help them find housing, help them find jobs. You know, whatever it is that person needs us to do is what we do. If they need us to go to court, we go to court. You know, if they need us to take them or help them with groceries, we help with groceries. Or, you know, if they need help with paying a bill or something, whatever it is they need us to do is what we do. And I also want to start working with the youth. I want to be able to have like people who with trades like painters and electricians and plumbers, construction workers, you know, et cetera, come in and teach the youth how to do that. I want to have barbers and beauticians come in and teach them how to do hair. I want to be able to have the celebrities friends that I have them come in and teach them about getting into the music industry or teach them about acting and, you know, Hollywood and all that type of stuff, you know, to try to get their minds into something more positive and wanting to do more other than running around here doing all these carjackings and all these shootings. So that's what my goals are and that's what my plan is. And I just really want to see us come together as a race and show love and kindness towards one another. I want to see black women start building each other up instead of tearing each other down. Because like I just said, it starts and ends with us. Nobody is ever going to respect or treat us with respect or love us until we do it. And that's just how it is. And this ends today's episode of Be the Voice. I will get back to you tomorrow. I will also start having guests on. I will have mothers who've lost. I will have sexual assault victims come on and tell their stories, and, you know, people going through mental health and just different things. It won't always be about that. You know, like I said, I'll have different topics. I may have topics that's going on in the neighborhood news and all that. But I would really appreciate the support and the love and the kindness. No negativity here, just all good vibes, positive energy. Thank you, and you guys have a great rest of your day.